Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Dr. King was the father of four children, and his firstborn was Yolanda Denise King, who's deceased now. And I was so happy when Yolanda was born on my birthday, which is November 17th, 1931. And Yolanda was November 17th, 1955. So I was just so happy that she was on my birthday. I went to Montgomery, Alabama, where they were living, you know, at the time, just to see her and to welcome her, you know, into the family and to show some love to Yolanda. It was one night about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the evening. And I was seated in the darkened living room of their home while Coretta was in the back attending to Yolanda. And so ML, as we call him at that time, came in. And when he came in, I was glad he couldn't see my face because I was sitting in the darkened living room. And the only light that shone into the room was from the street light that was coming in through the window. So when he came in, he went straight to his mantle. And my nickname at that time was Nene. And that's all that he ever called me was Nene. So he went straight to the mantle. And he put his hand up on the mantle. And he had his back somewhat towards me. And I was glad he couldn't see my face. So he said, "You know what, Nene?" I said, "No, ML, what?" He said, "I was detained at the police station, and at that time, his shirt collar was open, and he was tugging at his throat with his finger doing his shirt collar like this." He said, "I was detained at the police station, and you know what, Nene?" I said, "No, ML, what?" He said, "They tried to choke me to death with my own tie." And when he said that, tears came in my eyes. I said, "What?" He said, "They tried to choke me to death with my own tie." And I said, at that point, I said, "Oh, ML," I said, I'm speechless. I just don't know. I just don't want to say that. He said, "But you know what?" He said, "The more that they mistreat us and the more they abuse us," he said, "that's the more that we've got to love them and forgive them, because hatred is very much alive and we've got to love them." And I said, ML, and at that point I just couldn't control it. The tears just fell out of my face. And that was when I knew in my heart of hearts that he was destined to be the leader that he became because of his commitment and his love for God and his love for people. That is when I knew he was truly ready for the game, for the life that he would live.
This season requires, it always requires us to move in love. And, it's challenging. But the whole thing is that if we miss the whole point is love. You know, the author of the book, What's the Point, you know, from IHOP.
Misty Elliott.
Misty Edwards. And she's the book's like, "What's the point?" If we don't know the point's love, it's going to be hard for us to love. Somebody says, "What's the task? Get out of my way. I don't have time." Mm. Or it's my job, right? Or, you know, your kids are like talking, "Na, na, 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 na." You know, you're thinking, "I'm too busy right now." Or it's a stranger on the street. Mm. If we miss the whole point is love, it's going to be hard to love. But if we understand the point is love, then if those other things don't get done, they don't get accomplished, we don't do them well, maybe we fail in the task, but we succeed in love. I mean, think about that.
That's
you succeeded
it.
You chose the greater thing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle. There's so many people right now that are, you know, a billion folks, I guess, They say 50 people potentially is reported in Silicon Valley is responsible for the designing the behavior of over 1 billion people on the face of the earth because they're designing that programming that people are using today. And so, you know, that, you know, we have to begin to say, you know what, that means when you say something on Facebook, you know, you're thinking, I got to say this in a loving way. I mean, the truth could be spoken in a way that's kind. Speak the truth in love. You know, and if you gotta falter in one area, you know, falter in loving too much. And where we're going is, it's going to be some rough, when you begin to do things right, as a nation, as a people, as a church, there's going to be people that don't want that. I mean, Jesus is right, was right. He was righteousness walking down the street, but bad things happen.
Yeah. Let's not forget, we're going to reap what we sow. So if you want to see love in your life, and you want to sow love, you want to give it away, it will always come back. You may not reap it in the field that you're sowing in, but God is so faithful, you will reap that harvest of love. So the question is, what do we want to sow in 2017?
So are we coming right back around the pad again in this whole thing? Is that what you're talking? Okay, so, rewind. Just a joke.
Okay,
just
I missed
a joke. Listen, you got to begin to think about love. If we can miss the whole year, we can miss the entire year. You know, by all the prophetic encounters that God's going to release in the breakthrough, if we don't love. And it's so exciting to find out is that I just got to be nice to this person. I got to authentically care about the person. And it just gives you permission. Love takes time. You know, love is a little bit slower pace. You know, love is that, you know, you allow people to say something and without cutting them off and saying, I've heard that before. You know, it's just be caring about folks. And some difficult times are going to come this year, and many people are going to be struggling with what's going on. But God loves that person, so we got to begin to, if we just hear them out instead of shutting them down, maybe they'll experience love. Just because we're listening to them doesn't mean we agree with them. But a lot of people want to be heard, and there's a lot of people that have been fed a lot of things that's not true. But they believe it to be true. But if you let them share fully what they're saying, they understand that you're hearing them. And then you can offer, you know, the truth and love. So it's an exciting year. Don't miss out. I mean, this is so important. These 17 words in 2017.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.